and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Good day, wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm incredibly pleased to have as my special guest today a guy with an astonishing background, not only as a former private investigator and security consultant and national security advisor, but former U.S. Secret Service, including the White House Detail, San Diego Police Department, U.S. Mint Police, Treasury, U.S. Customs Service, U.S. Marshal. Astonishing guy. We only made contact yesterday, but I think he's perfect for the show, and I wanted to share his background, observation, and knowledge. He uses the handle John Drake MI6. John, welcome to The Raw Deal.
Hey, good morning, James. I've had my eye on you for a few years, too, so you're a good guy. I know that.
Well, I'm really, really pleased to have you here, John. We have so many reports of what's going on that are so conflicting, and of course, it's part of a deliberate disinformation campaign to keep the public in a state of confusion. Well, we might begin with a question of whether or not the president has signed the Insurrection Act. I have reports that he did so on Saturday, the 9th of January at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, which gives him, of course, vast powers. We've been in a state of emergency since 2018 when he signed an executive order about foreign interference, where we now have overwhelming proof of foreign interference. Pick up on any, wherever you'd like to start.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I've been messaging Trump for 4 years on other issues, you know, like getting a pardon, getting reinstated, reactivated so I can assist him because he's surrounded by all these Democrat deep state shills, not to mention Sessions, not to mention AG Barr, and those guys are committing high treason, unless, of course, they're doing a top secret project behind the scenes. That's stuff like, unless we have a need to know, and unfortunately, we don't know everything that the president has access to or what he's thinking or what he's doing. But based on actions and words, of course, he's not trained like I am working at the border, for instance, for 15 years or Secret Service. He has an idea, and he's also not military trained. I come from a military family, and I've worked on military bases. I've worked with undercover operations through NIS, you know, the former NCIS category name. But there's a lot of things that they're doing, as you say. They're trying to cover up everything possible. We're being, you know, misinformed by the news media. In fact, I tried to access a news thing this morning on the internet, and you can't access it unless you access their own VPN, you know, OAN network, which even Trump has admitted is probably an honest network. So even Fox News, CNN, all these other networks, it's all deep state. It's typical classic theater, as they say, by the CIA. You know, we've been fighting this for years, ever since they killed Kennedy. And that's where it started. A lot of it started right back then. And we still have people today that are still inside certain areas of the government that have been existing. And they go by layers, and they keep putting more and more of their people in, so many that they've removed all of the conservatives, the Republicans, or anybody else that might do their job. And I've been doing my job for years, and I've disclosed all kinds of corruption in U.S. Customs and other government agencies. And I've been vetted by the best, who are internal affairs. You know, they said, yeah, out of all the allegations in 15 years at U.S. Customs, it was 100% accurate. 100% correct. You couldn't be born that good, you know, or perfect, or a batting average, so to speak. So that's just one part of it. But I'm monitoring all the activity at the Lafayette Park. And, you know, the Lafayette Park is the park right across the street from the White House. They renamed it like Freedom Park or something. That doesn't change anything. And then people are marching up to the Capitol. There were already people there at the Capitol. There were already Antifa people offloaded in 1 to 2 buses. They already had sledgehammers and equipment and zip ties and things like that. These people were escorted in by Washington, D.C. police. Then they went up to the building. That's Capitol Police. Some people think Secret Service was there. No Secret Service at the Capitol building. That's not their jurisdiction at that time unless the president's there. Secret Service has jurisdiction all over the United States, but their specific duties would be the president, first family, the White House, the vice president, his residence at the observatory in D.C., and then embassies and foreign dignitaries, which I did the same. I protected foreign dignitaries, heads of state, Anwar Sadat, Menachem Begin, Jimmy Carter, Ford, you name it. Just to name a few globalists, Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who I didn't know. But anyway.
Well, that's all fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, John. Now, listen, Nancy Pelosi, of course, has gone hysterical because her laptop was among those that were seized in her extremely revealing, according to the sources I have, showing correspondence with the Chinese Communist Party, with Antifa. Obviously, was rigged with the mayor of Washington, who appears to me to be a complete traitor to the United States, like Pelosi herself, like Mike Pence, and even Mitch McConnell, John. It's rather astonishing, the list.
Oh, yeah. There's always a Chinese connection, and I'll draw another dot for you. Is Dianne Feinstein for 30 years had a driver or a worker that's been with her for like 30 years. and she comes out of San Francisco. San Francisco is a very big location for Chinese. Even when they smuggled people across the border, they were told by polleros or smugglers or coyotes, as they call them, San Francisco is just right over the hill, right over across the desert, right over there, you know, like 5-10 miles. And it wasn't, but that's where Chinese typically try to go to, is San Francisco. That's a foothold for them. Costco, if you know Costco, that down in Long Beach, they've got shipping containers coming in every day, thousands every day. U.S. Customs cannot inspect them. They only check 1-2% nationally, which means you only check maybe a couple thousand nationally. That means they're getting it in, whatever they want to get in. Even people are getting in. So China wants the West Coast. That's what their intent is. So there are connections. Maxine Waters, anybody who's a Democrat, Gavin Newsom, who's related to Pelosi, all these people. And I just saw that blurb about her resigning, or not resigning, but appointing somebody else in the interim, Debbie Dingell. And I go, okay, you know, it doesn't matter. She could have appointed Mickey Mouse, but, you know, the whole thing is she got caught. Why hasn't she been arrested? And she should be shipped off to Gitmo under UCMJ military tribunals under Sidney Powell, who's specifically trained. I've been so aggravated, along with other veterans, military and law enforcement, that they haven't made massive arrests. You're talking over 250,000. Start with 1,000. Take the top off the snake. Take the head off. Because if they don't do it, they're stretching it out too long, which goes back to other people giving excuses. Well, Trump's being misinformed. He's being told by his attorneys. Arrest those attorneys now for high treason. Put them away and get some real people in with experience. That's my position.
I couldn't agree more now. The Pelosi-Dingell thing suggests that possibly she has been apprehended. I have a report suggesting that quite a few arrests have been made, including many very prominent figures that we would expect to be right at the top of the list, including even Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the mayor and the vice president, Pence. You have no confirmation of any of that, I take it.
Not direct. And part of the problem is a lot of people are left to speculate. I look at direct evidence. I look at specific activity. And when I don't see the specific activity, you and I are dealing with trolls out there. And I monitor trolls. I monitor these people. A lot of them say, oh, that's like Tom Hanks and these other pedophiles were picked up, sent off to Gitmo. They're serving a sentence or something. Then there's another one that said Hillary was taken to Gitmo and executed. That's BS. Because the next statement is, oh, those are the clones that you see out there right now. Really? Well, then we should execute the clones if they're a clone, because there's no law about executing clones under the law for high treason, is there?
Good. Nice point. Yes, yes, yes.
It's like shooting a Sasquatch. There's no law against shooting a Sasquatch. I wouldn't do that unless it was self-defense. But, you know, and I'm being a little facetious, if you understand the sarcasm a little bit. It's a law enforcement thing. But these people are so crazy out there. They're just going on, oh, you wait and see. That is the whole point of these trolls. That is the point of the deep state. They want us to wait, because if you keep waiting and you don't strike while the iron's hot, he who waits is doomed for what? You know, failure.
Yes. Yes.
Every time.
Yes, 100%. Now, Lynn Wood has been pretty good with his tweets, by and large. He recently, yesterday, tweeted, things are happening behind the scene. Donald Trump will make it very clear soon. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully when he speaks. They silence us because they fear us. We, of course, have all these federal troops in Washington, actually even inside the Capitol. I have a photograph CNN sent around where you see the
troops.
Yeah,
I saw some yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, inside the Capitol. Now, he continues, how to arrest the swamp, make them commit treason, gather them all in one place. Biden's inauguration, call for National Guard under the guise of riot control, arrest, detain, Guantanamo Bay. But I think waiting until the inauguration is way too late, John. I think that would just be really colossally stupid. And I've even heard a report that it might await the arrest of Biden after he's inaugurated. Well, that is way too late, and they no longer have the authority. Once he's inaugurated, he has all the authority, which is why I believe none of us can wait until 20 January for Biden to be inaugurated.
Well, exactly. And let me point out that I evaluate these other people. I won't mention their names because I won't give them any credence, but one claims he's an ex-military, ex-Navy SEAL. That's great. They lead you on to their show. They try to sell you something and give you the hopes of getting certain information. And when he says it, he doesn't have any basis or information or facts behind it. And he's not law enforcement. So I go, okay, there. That's one. Then there's another guy who's a foreign national, a Britisher who has alleged connections to MI5, MI6, but he himself is not trained. He himself has not worked in that industry or that agencies or other agencies. He was putting out that there were 700 to 800 flights to Gitmo just in the last couple of weeks. And I go, oh my God. So I'm going to my special website to track aircraft all over the United States. And I'm looking at it right now. And what's interesting, Jim, is if you go down to Florida and then just scoot it down to Cuba, the whole corridor. Now, this is part of my background. I worked at U.S. Customs. I cleared flights, ships, planes, boats, cars, trucks, military flights. Two or three didn't show up in my 15-year career. That was something wrong. That connects to Colonel James Sable and the smuggling by the military. But if you look at this stuff, every plane or jet has a transponder on it. And if they turn it off, then obviously you might not see it. But I'm looking at Cuba right now as we speak, and there are no flights within probably 100 miles or more of that area. And on other days when there are flights coming from the United States, like way off to the right, oh, there's a plane that just left Miami, and it's going down to South America. Way off to the left, there's another flight that came from the United States, and there's a bunch of other ones from Miami. They're avoiding that area. That whole area is like blacked out. They don't want to get anywhere near Gitmo. It's just like 50 miles off the coast of Florida. It's real easy. But that area is so blacked out, it's like they probably put a blacked out order, stay away from that area or something. Maybe. It's possible. But it's like I knew a guy named Heinrich Rupp, who was a former military guy when he was a kid, and he flew planes for Uncle Adolf, if you know what I mean. And later, he flew a plane from the United States and was piggybacked with another guy named George Poppy Bush to go to Europe. One plane keeps a transponder on, Air Force One keeps it turned off, if he was Air Force One at the time. You know, the October surprise, pseudonym or whatever the operation was, Operation October Surprise. And when they flew to Paris, I think they were going to Paris, did some negotiations, and then when they flew back, two planes piggyback so close together that one transponder shows up. You see what I mean? So yeah. They're doing that. So it's one thing after another. So one guy says they're doing arrests. It's up over 250. I had a source tell me the other day it's up to 280,000 sealed indictments. Other people will come up with excuses. These are novices that don't have a background in law enforcement. They've never made an arrest. They've never filled out an arrest report. They don't know how to make an arrest. Probable cause. We've got more than probable cause to make arrests on the Dominion servers. Once they said it the first time, that's enough for me. I don't need to hear it in the news for weeks and weeks. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
What's Rudy doing this week? I don't know. What's Sydney doing? I don't know. Why aren't they giving it to the other guys? They can go to court all they want, but the court systems are blocking the president right now. And that's what the people at the Senate or the House, the Democrat side, will use as an excuse to lie to us, saying, well, he has no standing, his case is no good. And then they didn't block, Pence didn't block the other votes. That's like high treason right there. So I don't know what he's doing. But it looks like the old ad, the old acronyms or whatever you want to call them, the thing where they say, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. That's Sun Tzu. You know, Steve Pachenik, he likes to quote Sun Tzu a lot. I doubt if he was in martial arts like I was, but I lived in Japan and I practiced martial arts forever. But these people don't get that stuff, but we're still being lied to. So Trump is unpredictable. This is a common statement. If he's unpredictable, he's dangerous to these people, which is good, but he sounds and speaks the truth. He seems to be telling the truth. He's not deceptive unless you ask him about alien DNA being injected into a COVID-19 vaccine, which I won't take. But if it goes along these other things, why is he waiting so long? What is the special date? Is he waiting till the last minute? Don't do it. Do it now. Do it before January 20th, which is about 7 days away. Is there some special thing in the stars? Has it got something to do with a special date in history, like April 19th, 1775? Well, we're beyond April 19th. Is there some other date? You see what I mean? So I'm trying to look for other excuses why he's hesitating. And I keep hearing this thing. You remember the famous meeting at the Oval Office recently. And I'm trying to think of Byrne. Is it Richard Byrne? He was there for like 3-4 hours or something, which is an ungodly amount of time to be anywhere near the Oval Office or the West Wing. And he described how these other attorneys were practically raising his voice and talking bad to the president. You don't do that. If it was me, I'd press the button or have a Secret Service agent right there. If that guy steps out of line, you get him out and you arrest him and you drag him out like Jim Acosta should have been arrested, you know, over a year ago.
You're talking about Patrick Byrne, I think, who was there the Friday.
That's right. That's it, Patrick.
When the chief of staff and the general counsel were opposing Trump on everything.
Mark Meadows, right?
Yeah, Mark Meadows, right, and Pat Cipollone. A couple of nasty pieces of work who have no business being anywhere near the president of the United States.
And this is what they do. When I worked Secret Service, I was at Foreign Missions Division, protecting the embassies and looking for Carlos the Jackal. And I'm the guy that interviewed somebody in front of the White House in 76, not to go off a little bit. But this guy was talking about the microwaves in his head, sexually related terms, and Jodie Foster. And I thought, this guy saw the movie Taxi Driver. So I talked to the duty agent, said, yeah, you need to get this guy in, take him to St. Elizabeth's and make sure you spell my name right. And when I mentioned Jodie Foster, he acted like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to talk to this guy. And that was it. 5 years later, I left the agency. It was at another agency in California, law enforcement. And that's 1981 when Reagan got shot. Brady, Delahunty, Tim McCarthy, who didn't have his vest that day, dummy. He turned around, had his arms open, didn't even reach for a gun or have his left arm covering his chest area. And that's the guy that I interviewed. I interviewed John W. Hinckley. That's the punchline. Reagan did not get hit with a bullet from his gun.
Right.
And you know who would have taken over if Reagan was incapacitated, right?
Yeah, I think the whole idea was to send him the message, let George do it. My understanding,
that's right.
He was hit with a slice of metal fired by a Secret Service agent under his armpit when he shoved him into the car.
Well, no, that actually came from CIA from, it was a flechette disc. Take a dime. That's as close of the description I could give you. They x-rayed him. They couldn't find bullets, and they knew something was there, like shrapnel or something, so they had to go back into him. Later, they tried to write it off and say a bullet from Hinckley traveled along the edge of the bulletproof vehicle and somehow snapped, exploded But anyway, let me go back to the part about once you get into the Oval Office, like let's say Carter, once Carter got into the Oval Office, anybody around him has undue influence about anything he has. And if he doesn't pick the right chief of staff, he doesn't have the right people protecting his interests and the country's interests, those people have direct influence like they're doing on Trump is the opinion of most people who are summer intel analysts. And I've been there. I've worked there. If you don't get to the president within like a couple of weeks, you're going to have it very difficult. And right now, if you look at sending emails, hard mail, CDs, DVDs like I have, they're either blocked. But he does quote information on his Twitter account related to direct information like Mexicans even have a voter ID card and we don't. And that was way before the election. So that's just an idea or a sample to let people know out there that we need to keep that open. We need to keep that communication open. And if you send stuff to them, they block it. And then where are we left at? We're no different than a third world communist country right now.
Now, Pelosi and others seem to be panic stricken to get Trump out because they're so fearful of what he may do now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We could talk about that, too, because did our people get in? Did Ashley Babbitt, who was from San Diego, a 14-year veteran, somebody said she was special ops or special forces. I don't know if that's true. I think that's a misquote. And if they say she was like special forces, God bless her. What was she going to do if she got in? But then the officer or the agent from the Capitol Police that was in the plainclothes side shot her with a Glock at point blank range. No warning. You're supposed to give warning. Stop. Don't move. Don't come in here. This is restricted. Don't come in. Stop. And he shot her anyway. She didn't have any visible weapons of any kind. You can't do it. Where's the baton? Where's the taser? Where's the mace? He didn't do any of those. So that guy should be charged for using deadly force or manslaughter or some other charge because what he did was illegal. If I did that in the streets, I would be charged.
Some of us looking at the videos think that the person holding out the gun looks strikingly like Chuck Schumer, of all people.
No, that wasn't Chuck Schumer. This guy was like about 5'9", short cropped hair, a haircut, white male, business suit, had his right arm extended with the Glock in his hand.
Yes.
And about, 35 to 40 years of age, I'd say about 180, 185 pounds at least, maybe 190 pounds from weight. That's from my observational techniques, just observing from a distance. And that's what I do. But Chuck Schumer, no way.
If
it was, you'd have a good charge. But go back to Pelosi. She should have been charged a long time ago with the stuff she's been doing. And ever since, all these... Go ahead.
Thought, John. We got a break, and we'll come right back with John
Drake. All right.
Six.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The blood is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is place not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio, Studio A, for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, I have a truly extraordinary guest today. I'm very pleased, who uses the handle John Drake, MI6. John, just before we were so rudely interrupted, we were talking about the role of Nancy Pelosi, and you were beginning to lay it out.
Yeah, it's just a sort of a superficial thing, so most people understand. Pelosi and Biden have both admitted doing illegal acts. Scenarios. It's communist agenda. It's classic book out of their own playbooks and stuff like that. They know exactly what they're doing. They're being directed by other communists. And I'm going to bring in Hillary because she wants to start a war. If she got selected, and let me say selected, not voted for. This is what they do in Mexico. They have better voter ID, but they still select their presidents in other countries and third world countries. And with the Dominion server thing, Everybody's been sacrificed. Oh, yeah, Venezuela, you name it. I don't think Putin would allow it. I don't think they're doing it in their country. China's totally different. But in other countries, they are suffering because of what they're doing and the lies that we accept that our votes are counted, and they're not. Hillary, in her selection, it was either going to be Obama or Hillary, were going to start a war internally and cause blame on Russia. That is their intent. Russia is not our enemy. Putin is not our enemy. I know more about Putin than most people. He had a background in the KGB / FSB, which is the same acronym for their intelligence people. He's got a background in martial arts like I did. Judo is his specialty. That's where I was when I lived in Japan. We have a mutual friend, Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal's martial arts. That's his little niche with him. And he got a dual citizenship while he's over there. And he also has a diplomatic status passport, which means he could fly to the United States, show his Russian diplomatic passport. They have to wave him right in, no delay, as if he had a special message for Trump or somebody or whatever. The status with people like Ed Snowden, see, that bothers me. Snowden's being protected. He's okay where he's at. But why hasn't he been pardoned or brought back? He technically hasn't been charged. If he's been charged, the president could still do a pardon. The president could still do it just like he did Joe Arpaio in Arizona when he was on a contempt charge for not going along with some local judge out there on handling illegal aliens. Same thing with Julian Assange. Julian Assange has not technically been charged in the United States, to my knowledge, but they claim, oh, they've got like 17 counts, plus there was a fake rape charge. It's all BS. That man's been in solitary confinement for basically about 5 years or more now, and it's affecting his health. You have to have sunlight, proper feeding, exercise, and all those other things. He's not getting it. They're killing him. And yet all this information is coming out. Well, that's what the deep state does. They control people by pedophilia. They get them on porno and all kinds of stuff. Or they're getting into the satanic rites, and they're doing spirit cooking and drinking the blood and bodily fluids of other people so they can lock them into some sort of a satanic connection. So it gets really bad. It really is a good versus evil fight. But people don't know all the intricacies of this stuff. You know, they don't understand because they don't research it or get into it. But anyway, these people are evil. You know, oh, back to the connection, Hillary and the Russia thing. Remember the Uranium One?
Sure.
And you remember this guy? What was that guy's name? Mueller? Taking samples back to Russia or to some people in Russia or thereabouts. I don't know if it was exactly Russia. It could have been the Ukraine. But that's after the Reagan thing with the drop of the Berlin Wall, you know, Gorbachev, you know, take this wall down, et cetera, et cetera. And after the alleged government fell, the nuclear devices that they were stealing, and I protected a man in the United States around 98. Who just released a book. His name is Colonel Stanislav Lunyev, the highest ranking KGB colonel that was a defector of the United States. We still have suitcase nukes floating around in the United States, about a dozen to our knowledge. And nobody's done anything about that. So they could take one of those, surgical nuke or not, make it look like it was terrorists or something and blame it on Russia. It's always Russia, which is BS. So anyway, back to you.
Yes, yes, yes. I take it we agree that this was an obvious false flag at the Capitol, that the police let them in. They were led by Antifa members, found the speaker's office, which would require special knowledge since there are no nameplates on the doors, stole furniture, could not have happened without the complicity of Pelosi, Pence, and McConnell to tarnish the massive MAGA rally. Classic Bolshevism as I see it, John.
Yeah, people are generally uneducated about that, and what you said is correct. They put their splinter groups in, and I've seen this at the border. I can give you an exact example. At the border, we have these little mom and pop older people, Marias, and people that are like very religious, and they're coming up wearing Catholic dress and carrying candles and crucifixes and whatnot. And it's a large crowd, maybe 50, maybe 75 to 100 if you're lucky. But blended in with those people are these communists, and blended in are photographers. And somebody whips out an American flag, a cotton one, pre-soaked, and lit it up and threw it down in front of a bunch of us that were standing there to block these people from coming in, because they could come in up to a certain point. But we didn't get any assistance from the Mexican law enforcement or the Mexican immigration or customs on their side. So we have to do it with Border Patrol, Customs, and Immigration officers. And one big black Border Patrol guy that was taller than I am, I'm 6'3", this guy must have been 6'5 or 6", he started to try and stomp out the fire, and I had to touch him on the arm. I said, "No, back off, brother. They just want to get pictures of you stepping on our flag, because it's already desecrated. Leave it alone. Let it burn. It's desecrated. Once the flag hits the ground, it's desecrated. That's proper etiquette. You let it stay there. You let it burn." So that's what they wanted to get a picture of. Border Patrol stomping up American flag. What does that look like, right? So that's exactly what these people do. They want to desecrate us and defame us and do everything they can to make us look bad. Excuse me. And they've been doing it for years, and that's what they did with the Antifa. Like that Viking guy, the ex-Marine, allegedly, what's his name, Angeli or whatever his name is?
Yes.
There was a picture of him with Rudy, and I'm going, okay, that's nice. He got a picture with Rudy, but they turned around and arrested him later, claiming he was part of the group that broke in. Well, how could they be breaking in when they're actually invited in? And we've got video showing Capitol Police letting people in, and then they supposedly were going to trap them and lock the doors behind them. Well, that's entrapment right there. That's a false pretense. If they let you in and then turn around and take it away, they can't do that. That's illegal as hell. So those people, the police, the Capitol Police, are in violation of those things right there. But the actual people that were actually doing destruction, those were Antifa. They're splinter agents. That's how they do it. They start a fight, get somebody to throw blows, and then they back off. And they disappear because they started the fight. The police don't have any chance but to defend against themselves and if anybody else is defending. So they didn't have proper leadership if it was MAGA. Who was leading a group? Who knows? You know, it's like saying one of these other guys, it's a public news person. Did he go up near the front? By the time he got anywhere near, it was too late. Stuff was happening. That's what they do, too. They take advantage of honest people who don't have clear leadership leading the fight, so to speak. So if you had had a guy with an American flag, like on that movie with Mel Gibson, The Patriot, remember that?
Yes.
If you saw it, they were being kind of disrupted. They didn't know which way to go. And then finally somebody picked up the flag and started leading. Come on, this way, go. You know, he's getting them. He's telling them where to go. That's what they needed, because otherwise they lose spirit or they lose direction and they don't know what they're doing. So that's why military needs certain activity. Why he hasn't activated the military at that time would have been a perfect time. But those people were evacuated. Pelosi and others allegedly left their laptops out. They put fake photos that are not confirmed. Oh, yeah, they captured like a dozen laptops. Really? Who did? They just walked into certain offices. They knew where to go. They grabbed laptops left and right, put them in backpacks, and walked out. It was a military operation, really. Not sure. It could be. It could have been dressed like civilians. You don't know, but that's far beyond for other people to guess. I've worked undercover. I know it can be done. I know it could be done, but nobody's confirming yet. And yet Giuliani's claiming stuff, and maybe Powell's doing something. It's too much speculation. We shouldn't be left to guess. We shouldn't be left to speculate. We should have the president come right out, or a spokesperson, or the chief of staff, or the media, White House press secretary, to actually come out and say, okay, at 2:30 this morning, we've arrested the following people, because it will become public information or not. That's just like some other guy on some other news surface trying to tell Sidney Powell that they need to release the information to some other news service like Fox News. No, I'm sorry. Until they file it in federal court, it's not public information. They don't have to tell them anything. You see what I mean?
Yes.
That's where Fox News dropped from grace right there. You don't tell, you know, a special attorney to the president they have to give you information. That's BS. That's just like CNN and a bunch of other left wingers. That's not procedure. See, that's what I'm getting at, is most people don't know certain things. And there's attorneys out there that know stuff. And I've heard other congressional attorneys that are specialists, and all they want to talk about is going to court. The court system is compromised. Trump knows the Ninth Circuit in the West Coast states is compromised. He could have abolished those people immediately and put other judges in to replace them. He has so much ultimate power. He doesn't have to do the Insurrection Act to do it, but he could, and or martial law. Then he can take action, and it needs to happen now.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's a very disturbing report from a not completely reliable source posted on my blog at jamesfetzer.org this morning by my best commentator, that Jim Stone says Nancy Pelosi showed up late last night and was able to somehow invoke the 25th Amendment. Now, this sounds quite far-fetched. Mike Pence has stated, you know, sent her a letter that he refused to participate. I can't imagine how that could possibly happen. There are only like 15 cabinet members. You'd need at least half. This Elaine Chao is married to Mitch McConnell, who's Chinese. And it's very interesting how we have these very attractive Chinese women marry men who are themselves not attractive, which raises lots of suspicions, and where, of all things, Nancy Pelosi has announced that Eric Swalwell, of all people, is going to be in charge of the impeachment against Trump, when he was just exposed as cavorting with a Chinese spy. I mean, does any of this make any sense, John?
Well, yeah, that's procedure for undercover agents. But and I've had contacts by alleged Russian female agents right at the White House gates on the side where I work one day. Nice blonde female, Russian accent, trench coat, hardly anything on her underneath. And she's trying to solicit me and give me a phone number to call her after I get off work. And procedure is you give it to Internal Affairs, Secret Service, and they're supposed to set something up, follow up on it, make a phone call, or they let me participate in an undercover operation if I'm allowed to or not, if it's necessary. And I never got called up on it, so apparently they may have handled it in another way. Or it was a decoy to test me. Who knows? Okay, who knows? I'm questioning this thing about what you just mentioned about Pelosi. Yeah. Pelosi appoints Debbie Dingell, what a name, Debbie Dingell as the pro tem Speaker of the House while she's off doing whatever. Maybe she had to go home and type up her other information or meet with people or do whatever. Now, that's very suspicious because of what you just said. It's true. They have to have a certain majority in order to do the 25th Amendment and do all these other things behind the scenes. And if they're all appointing somebody in the interim to do whatever, to slam the gavel, you know, at certain times, or to act like they're in control, and then go do stuff behind the scenes. I'm sorry, that goes back into conspiracy to violate the law, conspiracy to commit high treason. 18 U.S.C. 2381, folks. I get sick and tired of people talking these things, and they skip right over the term, and they skip over the fact that there is an actual law attached to those violations, and they forget them. So I repeat them all the time, starting with 18 U.S.C. 2381. 2382, 2383, 2384, and that special area right there is also included the Insurrection Act. So these people are committing high treason, which is a death penalty in this country. And I don't know if they've got the huevos to do their jobs. And I would not wish that on people, but we're at war right now. And if you go back during World War II and watch what they did to German officers, Nazis or not, war criminals or not, they put them right up against a post at a berm somewhere, and they had about 9 or 10 people with rifles, and they executed them, you know, firing squad. And that was pretty fast. And in Germany, Uncle Adolf, I say that sarcastically and amusingly as a sarcastic kind of an internal joke, is that when they discovered Operation Valkyrie, And if you remember that movie with Tom Cruise, Operation Valkyrie, he played von Stauffenberg, who was one of the alleged co-conspirators. And I think Rommel was allegedly connected to that, too. There was another movie about Rommel with James Mace, which is another good movie years ago, black and white back in the 50s or 60s. And Adolf found out about the conspiracy somehow because he survived a bomb blast. And then they had all these people connected to it because of information that came out. And it was obvious that they could tie in suspicious behavior by von Stauffenberg. So he put out warrants of arrest by the people of Germany, or it would be like us titling it We the People type of thing. And they were all accused of high treason and to be arrested. And there was about 5,000 of them. And that was just under World War II in Germany, 5,000. We've got over 5,000. And if we got at least 5,000 of the top of the snake's head, it would at least control something left for the United States. If they don't do it now, they're allowing these people to get away. They're allowing them to do stuff. What's the point? What's the point? I mean, I don't want to criticize POTUS at all, but there's certain things that certain people have to do to understand with the training and background like I've got in law enforcement, federal law enforcement, state and local law enforcement, and military background and a military family. I see things. I've lived on top secret military bases. I've seen certain things. I've worked undercover on a top secret military base and arrested military people, which is, you know, another story in and of itself. But people don't get these things. And why they're waiting? What is the point of waiting? The longer they wait, it's too close. We've got 7 days to go. Are they going to arrest them all before the date? They should have arrested Biden before he went to the last debate months and months ago.
Yeah, I've heard that the guy they put out there wasn't even the real Joe Biden, that it was a body double. There's a difference in the ears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I've studied those, too. Listen, I'm an expert at identifying people at the border and in law enforcement. And when you process 4 to 5 million people, you get a very good expertise. And I can look at a person's eyes, ears, nose, lips. The ears continue to grow, but they normally don't change. I can identify Elvis Presley right now with an old picture and a new picture and a guy standing in front of me. I can look at him and say, yeah, that's Elvis. And then you do DNA. Then you do retinal scans. Then you do fingerprints and blood. They try to throw that stuff out there all the time. You know, they show the old picture and then they show the new picture or the current picture. So yeah, I've seen those before. You know, they're just trying to throw out excuses.
But again, do you agree that is an actor, Biden, and not the real guy?
I think it's still him, unless they've got other information. It's the same ears. But these people are very careful about their photographs. If you catch a photograph of his side with the ear totally exposed, the ears, the nose, the eyes, and the eye color and stuff. Now, I'll give you a weird one just to throw a wrench into all the stuff I'm telling you. Some people change. Now, I was born with A negative blood. I still have A negative blood. That's 2% of the planet's blood type. I was born with brown eyes. They went to hazel. Guess what color they are this week? They're green. They're green. Now, they haven't changed, so you are what you eat. Maybe I'm drinking lots of bottled water, eating the right stuff, and now I've got green eyes. That's less than 6% of the planet. Or no, less than 2% is the eye color. Less than 6% is the blood type, A negative. Other people don't change. And at one point, they even went blue-gray in the eyes. So you have to check your eyes sometimes. You know, it's like babies are born with a certain color, then they develop. They get certain RNA, DNAs developing in their system, and then they change. Now, do you think a cop or a fed would be able to talk to you about that stuff? Heck no. I do research. I research everything, you know.
John, are you good for taking callers this second hour?
Oh, sure. Look, I'm an ex-cop and a fed. You think I can't take calls? I take calls at work.
I figured you would. I just wanted as a formality to... Okay, so John... Yes. Taking calls, the call number, Mitchell will field your call, 540-352-4452. I repeat, 540 352-4452. Call in with questions for John and me about any of these things. John, would you agree that this story of Pelosi somehow showing up late last night and having just the right people there to invoke the 25th sounds like bullshit? I mean,
it's conspiracy and high treason. And if she appointed Debbie Dingell to do anything while she's off gathering these people and meeting behind the scenes, and her laptop computer, if it was actually seized and other people's were seized, it showed that she had direct contact with the communists, China, and other people, taking directions to coordinate their efforts to do something against the President of the United States. That's high treason. And if you remember the assassination against Abraham Lincoln, they executed and hung people, including a female. So,
right. Yeah, four on the same gallows on this at the same time. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm not a gory person. I do my training. I do what I have to do. I will defend with my life in defense of protecting somebody's life, especially the president, first lady, and so forth. But when it comes down to this stuff, these people need to be arrested. They need to be tried and executed, in my opinion. Because if you just put them in there for a certain amount of time, who's the next president? He might come in and pardon them and get them out. And yeah, then they'll just continue.
I don't think the nation can stand to have Biden and Harris inaugurated, John. The damage to the country would be so massive. He's already talking about another lockdown. He's talking about a universal mask mandate.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to confiscate our guns. I mean, the plans they have are absurd. I mean, they're so disgusting.
Well, they want to open up the borders, and I live near the border. Yes. I worked at the border. I know what it's like. Why do you think Trump's been coming down to San Diego for a dozen times or so?
Yeah.
God bless him. Yeah. You know, he gets so busy he can't call me all the time. But Harris is not a natural-born American citizen. She was born in 1964 in Oakland. Her parents were not American citizens at the time of her birth. Therefore, she's no different than that guy from Mombasa, Kenya, who lied to us and is a Muslim.
Yes.
And God help us. Everybody's worried about Michael. And I said, well, it's confirmed on Michael, too. So whatever.
I know. And I've been reporting that for years now, that this is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving mill, and have all kinds of proof to back it up.
Well, I got it from Secret Service people that I know and work with, and they offered it to me. I don't solicit this stuff. It comes to me. And they would offer and say, hey, John, you know, it's confirmed. It's a Michael. Okay,
right,
there you go.
We'll be right back. Call in with your questions for John and me.
At Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, John, we'll wait and see if any of our listeners are going to call in, but I want to continue on the roll. It's absolutely stunning. We even have John Brennan putting out a tweet now, and this is one of the most despicable figures in American history. Anyone now seeking national redemption by claiming to no longer support Trump must acknowledge how wrong it was to ignore and enable his corrupt, dishonest, and divisive agenda. Total denunciation of a despot's legacy is necessary to eradicate any remaining malignancy. This is absurd and insulting beyond belief. This guy was one of the key players with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in attempting to sabotage Trump from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Even Schumer put out a short video to help support their agenda as well. So they're doing damage control. That's what that is. They're trying to recover something when I'm surprised they're not getting on private jets and taking off. Hold on. I get interruption here.
Yes, sure. That's fine. Go ahead.
I just got an email on some sort of a weird post, and I have to screen these as well. You know that.
Yes.
You get some sources. Oh, yeah, Kamala Harris was just arrested and somebody else was just arrested. Really? I'll believe it when I see it. And if you don't see it, you don't see him doing the perp walk. then it's a lie. So here's the point. The left-wing deep staters are stalling, putting out information so that the American patriots don't get pissed off, arm themselves, and start doing stuff right now, because we have a right to. We have a right to take over this constitutional, unconstitutional government at a certain point, not through Trump, but through the other deep state side. And I'll have to go back and quote Thomas Jefferson. You know, the tree of peace and freedom has to be fed with the blood of tyrants and patriots from time to time, as it is its natural manure. I sort of don't like the part about patriots dying, but that's what's in the quote from Thomas Jefferson, somebody I share an actual birth date with. We're both born on April 13th. He has a lot of knowledge. He was one of the most intelligent founding fathers that we had. And he even said it, that at the point where the, and I'm paraphrasing, that at the point where the Constitution becomes unconstitutional and we start to have a government that gets too big for its pants, and we as Americans have a right to have arms to protect ourselves from that kind of a takeover, that's why they're trying to take our guns. In California alone, they did this years ago with Gray Davis. They tried to register people with assault rifles. And I had to register one, $125 registered. Now they have a list. See what I mean?
Yeah,
once they've got a list, they can go do it. Of course, you're not supposed to have fully automatic weapons, supposedly. But when it comes down to it, Second Amendment overrides everything. You can actually denounce state authority and go back to constitutional law. And you'd have to check that with a constitutional attorney. But we're being lied to continually, because that's part of the whole deception. The left-wing Democrat, deep state, Marxist, communist, lie, 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 and more lies. And if you hear them say one piece of truth, you'll be lucky. You know, what is it? Gavin Newsom put out like $2.4 million to a restaurant, a French restaurant, so he could go eat his $350 meals over there without a mask, while everybody's in lockdown and wearing masks and scared to death. And wearing a mask doesn't have anything to do with 1.2 microns. And unless you're sick, you don't need to wear a mask. I'm a proponent of that stuff. I research that too. You can take hydroxychloroquine if you can get it. If you can't get it from a U.S. doctor, you can get it from a Mexican source or an outside source. You can take zinc, 50 to 100 milligrams a day. You can take quercetin and tons of vitamin C, and it won't hurt you. You know, mega doses, but that's what they don't want you to know. And get sunlight every day. Got to go out, get some sunlight, et cetera. So that's just a little commercial for the COVID lie thing.
Yeah,
everybody knows it's a lie.
The whole COVID thing is so insulting, John. I mean, for God's sake, it's a totally fabricated pandemic. They're even admitting, the CDC has now acknowledged 95% of the deaths attributed to COVID were actually from other causes, 95%.
Yes.
And when it comes to...
Well, yeah, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I listen to people like Carrie Madej, or pronounced Carrie Madej. She's a medical doctor. And the PCR test, the actual guys that actually developed the PCR test, it will not test COVID. So if you go out and test it on a, what was it? They tested a papaya, a goat, and a can of Coca-Cola, and they all came up positive.
Yeah, in Tanzania. Yeah, the president of Tanzania is the only one with any sense. Fascinating, John.
Exactly. Oh, here was an email somebody just sent me a while ago, just to throw it in there, was that allegedly, and I think I remember this, President Kennedy asked the FBI to look into Speaker Pelosi's father for connections to the mob. And there was a connection. And then he was killed. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you could take back to the JFK times. These people are still running around. Pelosi's connected through her family in a crime syndicate. Why are these people still here? Because they killed Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and all these other great leaders. Even Malcolm X was in the same category. He came out with the truth. He knew what was going on. You know, so, you know, these people have to understand, these Democrats from the 60s are not the same. You know,
yes.
They're communists.
I agree completely, 100%. We've had a bullshit. But back
to the COVID thing real quick. Rashid Batard, Rachel Sellers out of Florida, and they blocked those people immediately as soon as they come out. Then you get other sources. I had contact with a president, Otto, in Ghana, and he asked one of his ministers of health, well, Mr. Minister of Health, how many cases of COVID do we get? And I said, oh, there's only like four cases, Mr. President. I think there are Americans coming from Wuhan passing through. That's it.
Yes.
They take malaria meds like quinine. So I go out and get some Canada Dry. It's got a little too much sugar, but, you know, it's a sugar issue. But it's got quinine, folks. You take quinine, hydroxychloroquine.
Canada Dry and Tanqueray, John.
There you go. It's got to have
my COVID recipe. But I've actually taken HCQ already because it's a miracle drug. It'll prevent it if you don't have it, cure it if you do. And Fauci, Fauci is known since 2005.
Well, that guy needs to be arrested. Bill Gates needs to be arrested. 200 milligrams a day is what I've been told, and I've taken like 20 pills already. And I know a person who's from Mexico who takes it every day because of another medical issue. So it's not a big deal. But yet in America, they're preventing us from getting the drug that will prevent it, because that way it prevents the lie from being exposed.
Yes.
The alien DNA thing is what Bill Gates is trying to do. Now, this is what's puzzling, and I might be switching gears here a little bit on the subject. But people have to know that the presidents cannot discuss aliens. They can't discuss UFOs. And when the girl at the press office over a month ago asked the president, is it true they're putting alien DNA in the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine or shot? He quickly looked down at the paperwork. He was looking to see what the girl's name was that asked the question and turned and walked out. You're talking less than 7 seconds. That's not how the president ends the press conferences at the West Wing.
Why is he not allowed to discuss that?
Because there's a treaty that they signed during the time of Dwight D. Eisenhower, for sure, and I think as far back as Truman, because they've been here all along. I could go into that on a separate show altogether, but they're allowed to capture male and female prepubescent children, take samples of the ovum and sperm so that they can do a hybridization program. And they've been doing this since the 40s and 50s. President Eisenhower had a vice president. You remember his name back in the 50s?
Of course.
Okay. I'm testing you, but I'll say it. It's Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon had access to information that most people wouldn't have, and he didn't become president till after 68 or so.
Yeah, I've read that. You know, I've seen the, you know, that classified document by Vannevar Bush about the events in Area 51.
Right.
And my friend sent me videos that look totally authentic of Gray's.
Yes. Yeah. There's a website called UFOCrashBook.com that was put out by a guy that I used to know, Art Campbell. He just passed away a couple of years ago by a heart attack. And he confirmed information to me, and he wanted me to confirm Secret Service agents that were there. One of them was Kellerman. Kellerman was in Dallas in 63 years later. So yeah. Holloman Air Force Base, Edwards Air Force Base, Nixon later, Jackie Gleason was brought in on some of these meetings and or things. Even Howard Hughes, and I've discussed that with the other people as well. Nobody wants that out. That's a big secret. Howard Hughes was a special consultant to the agencies and the president anytime they had a UFO crash. The point is, they're still doing alien hybridization programs. If they have the secret time capsule that they refer to of Nixon, had the actual formula in it, if they injected the formula, which has the DNA, the pure DNA, they allegedly would make you like gods. Like you could go interdimensional, you could travel, you could do superhuman things like Superman, stuff like that. But if I had that, I would say, wouldn't you want to test it first, then confirm it?
To put it
right?
Mildly. Ah, but you know,
right. But
my impression is not alien DNA, but Bill Gates' DNA.
Well, yeah, that's the difference. They're claiming it might have alien DNA, but we're not being told the truth. And he wants to kill off 7 billion people of the humans of the population of the world. And they want to put something that's artificial. Now, if you take orange juice and you want to put it into an injection, you can't copyright it and you can't trademark it because it's natural. If he wants to put silicone in there, he has to have a special permission, put a copyright trademark in it, which the trademark office would have registered. but that's the stuff that will damage your RNA and your DNA. That's from the Moderna thing. Carrie Medej, or Medej, M-E-D-E-J, if I spell it right, she's the one that goes into detail. That's why she's upset. Other people are upset. And when you become informed, you will be upset. You know, the old saying, if you're not pissed off, you're not awake yet, type of thing.
Yes, yes.
Because that's just a lie. And if these people lie, yeah, take this shot. And how many people have died from it? Doctors and nurses have already died, and they won't take the shot.
Yes.
And they can't force you to take the shot because of the Nuremberg laws. Remember the Nuremberg laws, where they were experimenting on humans. So that's a specific
law. Yes, in the wake of Dr. Mengele's experimentation on humans. Absolutely right.
You cannot be forced
to take it, and it cannot be administered without informed consent, which entails both the benefits and the risks. And they skipped the whole animal trials, John. I mean, it was just a
I know, that's crazy. And I was cross-designated FDA when I was U.S. Customs, so that means I know for a fact, at first-hand experience by talking to supervisors in that agency, you can't get something approved within 10 years, usually. And anything that comes into contact with the human body, like a lifesaver, has to be approved. Yeah, we've got this new lifesaver made in wherever, and it's going to help do this. Okay, they have to test it. It may take 5-10 years to confirm it, but they have to test it. We've been lied to. I put up actual evidence in San Diego where I went to a what looked like a street fair for COVID, and they had nurses and people there from UCSD Medical Center asking for volunteers to test the new vaccine. They would get paid. Who cares? They're testing it.
Yeah.
See what I mean? It's not. It's not a.
They may wind up dead.
Exactly.
That's a pretty high price to pay.
That's stupid. I'd rather go off world and be prepared to go off world and do other stuff somewhere else. That's crazy. These people are lying to us. If you're stupid enough to get in line like a bunch of sheep or cattle, try it out. Oh, that one died. Okay, drag that one away. Let's try A or B. If A or B doesn't work, let's go to C until it seems to work. But the problem is every human's different. Their DNA is different. Their blood types are different. They may have allergies. They may have other symptoms. If you're a white male or a female over 50, you're targeted immediately. Where do you think that's coming from? See?
I know it's Bill Gates. And then, you know, the Biden's proposing that even, you know, stimulus assistance is going to go to small businesses, but they're prioritizing them in terms of Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American, and then women-owned. Oh. I mean, this is so anti-American and undemocratic.
Oh, let me tell you, I've been exposing this one thing about refugees. I called up the Congresswoman's office, Susan Davis, who's got a D after her name. She's supposedly not running for office again this year. Confirmed it, and they didn't like telling me. They were very terse about how they said it. Is it true refugees are getting $6,000 a month or something? That's true. So I called some attorneys up, confirmed it, and then I called up the social services in the state of California, San Diego County, talked to a nice young lady, and she corrected me. She says, "Oh, no, Mr. Carmen, it's not 6,000. Refugees get 10,000 a month. They also get Social Security. They also get Social Security cards, which is illegal, and they get U.S. passports or U.S. entry documents." What does that sound like, Mr. Obama from Kenya thing? That's
John,
exactly what that is.
That's just absurd. Just absurd.
I would take 10,000 a month. I could pay for a new car. I could get a place to live and live the rest of my life and do prosperous things like I'm trying to do right now, still by informing the American public. And yet these people are off to the side, Muslims, Somalis, whatever category the refugees are, but they typically will tell them, "Oh, register a Democrat, make sure you vote Democrat, and you'll get 10,000 a month. Don't say anything and just let it go at that." And yet social services are admitting it because I asked them the right question. They cannot deny it.
Yes.
They're not supposed to lie about it. Yeah. Why are they still getting 10,000 a month? I've never seen a public service of any kind. This is what they're doing in California to get these people in. They want people to come in illegally any way they can, which is why they want the fence or the wall torn down. We got people coming in from Canada. We got people coming in on ships. We got people coming in on planes that are not declared, or their transponders turned off, or it's part of the military or some other operation, and they're given some sort of a exclusion, which is illegal. And they're doing it. It's like a Trojan horse. We're being attacked like a Trojan horse scenario. They come in under one guise, then they let out all the bad guys in, and they're permeating the whole state, just like the state of California, which is the worst. They're giving illegals driver's licenses because they have to work or have bank accounts, and they show something called a matricula, which is a Mexican ID card showing that they're illegal, but they don't have a passport to be in this country. A matricula is not a U.S.-issued document. Wells Fargo Bank was accepting them. And then they would turn right around and ask me for two forms of ID, and I would show them a driver's license and an ID card from the state of California. And they would ask, well, do you have another ID? I said, no, those are two IDs. That's it. Well, do you have a credit card? No, you're not going to look at a credit card. That's not a form of ID. You see where they're trying to collect illegal information?
Well, it's just disgusting, and they put it, disgusting beyond belief, John.
I mean, yeah, these people need to put up against the wall and shot. You know, well, an honorable shooting is a firing squad. If it's dishonorable, they should hang them. So I say they need to hang a lot of people. And there's a lot of people volunteering for that duty right now that I'm aware of.
Yes, yes, yes. John, a lot of us are very worried that if the president is able to get this all squared away before the 20th of January, that the American people may have to take it unto themselves. You are quoting Jefferson about the tree of liberty having to be nourished by the blood of patriots from time to time. We also have the Declaration of Independence declaring that, you know, when we are subjected to massive abuse and tyranny, we have the right to take up arms and oppose it. Now, I think there's a very large swath of Americans who are bracing themselves for the necessity to undertake an effort to overthrow an illegitimate government of the United States itself.
Yeah, well said, because I think they quote 3% was the actual people involved. And if you go back to April 19, 1775, that's when the Lexington and Concord incident at the Tunney's Tavern, where some American may have thrown a snowball, I think, at a British troop person. And they turned around and shot a bunch of Americans right there. That was the beginning. That was the alleged shot heard around the world, which seems to figuratively show up in your history tests from time to time, if they have it. And these people don't get that. You know, they don't want us to fall back on the Constitution, which gives us the right to do what we need to do. And if it takes 3% of the population, 339 million people in the United States, minus 11 million illegals, they always throw that out there, then you've got a lot of people who may be armed. And if we're pissed off enough, yeah, we're going to do it, but they won't be able to stop it. Once it gets started, this is the comment you commonly hear, once it gets started, it's going to be hard to stop, because they need to know who the enemy is.
I think that's exactly right, John, exactly right. And we have this Deagle.com with deep Intel connections and to the military industrial base and so forth, projecting that the U.S. population will drop by roughly 230 million between 2020 and 2025, dropping from 330 million to less than 100 million. John, what's your assessment of that?
Well, that goes back to the Bill Gates stuff. And I've heard Ted Turner and these globalists. Just to throw you some interesting information, they showed a picture of some globalists on a photo. And I go, wait a minute, there's a couple of women in there. One of them was Judy Woodruff. And I go, wow, I almost arrested her at the White House for being in violation of security because she had her pass off and she came out of the West Wing press area along the area of where the president walks from the mansion to the Oval Office. And that's a restricted area. And I caught her at it. Another person who was photographed in that photo with these other high-ranking Illuminati rich people, people like Rockefellers and things like that, was a lady named Barbara Walters. and I almost arrested her at the outside gate with a limousine and a driver trying to get in, claiming and lying. That's the word they hate to use. You'll never hear them say lie because it's out of their vocabulary. They'll use some other word. Lying, saying she had an appointment with President Ford's First Lady, Betty Ford. So I'm on the radio, I'm on the phone, talking to him, and then I went to her to check her and get her ID to verify, you know, because we have to do that even if she had an appointment or not. And she refused and claimed she didn't have an ID. She was very nasty looking about it. She didn't smile. She wasn't worried or scared, but she obviously got caught lying to me. And that's a violation, 18 U.S.C. 1001. I could have arrested her, cuffed her up, searched her, and taken her away right there. But I was more worried about what was in the vehicle. A big black limousine, Barbara Walters in the back seat, and she didn't have her ID. Like, I'm supposed to believe that's who it is? Come on. You know, I want to see the name, date of birth. I don't care how old she is, and I don't give a damn about her address, but I have to have the information. It has to be registered. We're Secret Service, okay? We're Secret Service. We know what we're doing. We have to do a job, right? Supervisors radioed back, just get them out of there. There's no appointment. Well, I want to arrest them. My finger's getting itchy on my handcuffs and trigger finger right now. No, just get it out of there. Just get it out of there. Okay, great. So they didn't back me up. Now, if I had cuffed them up anyway, we'd still have to have a vehicle moved because you don't know what was in the vehicle. That's a threat to the whole complex. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah, that's just an example.
With a massive explosive, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and it could have been something really serious. You know, a surgical nuke would have taken out a whole block. The whole area, and that would have caused some serious damage to all kinds of things, plus lives. There was also other people associated, and I do believe I saw a picture of Oprah Winfrey. That's funny, Oprah, because she's associated with some people in Africa that she supports with a children's school or something.
Yeah, maybe involved in pedophilia. John, we're coming up to another break. We'll be right back. With one of the best guests I've ever had, certainly the man with the most qualifications ever all time on this show, and I'm very pleased to have you here, John Drake, MI6, as we are referring to you here today. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm featuring a fabulous guest today with extraordinary background and credentials, to whom I'm referring as John Drake, MI6. John, I've turned on the TV here in the background, and they're having a debate for the second impeachment in the House. Mitch McConnell has declared that they will not take it up before the Biden inauguration in the Senate. Therefore, it's all ceremonial. Because as Alan Dershowitz, among others, has observed, you cannot impeach a former president. The only penalty is removal from office, where it's very clear Nancy Pelosi is attempting to tarnish him that he not be eligible to run again in, say, 2024, if they were able to get Biden in, and where now Kevin McCarthy just said that there was no evidence of any Antifa involvement there, which in my opinion is embarrassing. McCarthy is, of course, a minority leader there and represents the Republicans making stupid false statements. We even have the New York Times acknowledging that the Capitol barricades were first breached 20 minutes before Trump ended his speech. And, of course, it was obviously with the collusion of the Capitol Police, who are under the control of the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, and where the mayor of the city, they even drove in. They had a five-video caravan bringing in Antifa members right there to the Capitol with an escort. I mean, John, this is just insulting beyond belief.
It's outrageous. And I'm glad you brought up Alan Dershowitz. I've talked to Alan Dershowitz before. I have talked to so many interesting and important people for years since I went public in 95. And a lot of these people are honest. They will at least tell you the truth. Dershowitz is an expert. I'm pretty sure that almost everything I've heard from him is accurate. And what's interesting is that the way you just said it is that they are fighting because they know they're in a losing battle. They're doing everything possible to try and get something passed before they go down. They should have been arrested. They shouldn't be allowed to have meetings in the middle of the night, you know, behind closed doors. They should have been arrested by now. And the fact that they're doing meetings right now, if that's what's going on, shows, and they're locking the Capitol up so they can't get interference from anybody. So they're surrounded by National Guard. They need to be taken out. They need to be arrested. They need to be charged. They need to be charged with high treason. And if they don't do it, they're going to play games. And they're going to keep playing games. They've been doing this ever since Trump got elected, because allegedly he wasn't supposed to win, and he did. And then he won again. And there he got caught at the Dominion server thing. I hate that whole thing, because you have to tell it. You have to explain it to people. They've got more than probable cause to make arrests. Why haven't they done it? Why hasn't Barr done his job? And then he's getting credit for going back to 1988, talking about the Panem 103 thing. Great. But what's he doing about the 250,000 sealed indictments that are sitting around? Then I heard the other day, oh, they've got like maybe 195 sealed indictments. If it's not from the top, it doesn't mean a damn thing. You know what I mean? They're putting out fluff. That's all they're doing. Fluff. Decoy. Oh, yeah, they arrested somebody for putting a single email or something when Hillary's got over 33,000. And then James Comey lies about it and claims to Trey Gowdy, who's also not trustworthy, because he says, well, they couldn't prove intent under the law. I'm sorry, folks. I've got a law background. I've been in college. I've been in law enforcement. You don't need to prove intent. The mere act that she did was illegal. You don't have to prove intent. Otherwise, she'd come back and say, King's X, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to remove the headers that show security, and you're not supposed to pass that information on to other outside servers. Violation of law. Oh, we can't find that stuff in our servers in the U.S. government. No problem. Ask our friends at the Mossad. Ask the MI5, MI6. Ask Vladimir Putin. He'll give us a copy, no problem. Ask the Chinese. It's in the cloud. See what I mean? They know where that information is. They're lying to all the stupid Americans out there who don't get it, and it's proving very bad that there are a lot of stupid, ignorant people, because maybe they didn't listen up in school. Maybe they're doping up too much. Maybe they're playing games and watching their videos and doing sports stuff right now. We're at war, folks, and if you don't get it, you'll be one of the ones to suffer for it. You know, rise up, arm up. But anyway. Yeah.
There's this wonderful conversation with a former Lieutenant General McInerney, who used to be number three in the Air Force, laying out all the evidence they have. It's really massive and extensive, and even pointing out that James Comey sold Hammer and Scorecard, which is this ability to manipulate elections, to China. I mean, yeah. John, the treason here is overwhelming.
Yeah, I've seen the exact stuff from McInerney and other people who exposed that. He exposed that a couple of months ago. And just to let you know, I was going to double check this thing on videoparlor.com, which was a video showing Tom Hanks, Ron Howard, and our lady friend, Oprah Winfrey. And I've got specific information on her as a private investigator when I found a missing girl years ago. And they put out a $1 million reward, and I confirmed it, got pictures of the girl, confirmed it with the eyes, ears, nose, the whole nine yards. And then later they tried to lie about it. They wouldn't respond. Police department didn't want to talk to me. Then I called a separate news contact who talked to a law enforcement contact in Tennessee, which is where the girl allegedly was missing. They changed their story to a homicide case. I said, really? Well, I'm sorry to disprove that, but there's a person in California. And after that, she disappeared. This is what they do. They train these kids. They put them on the streets. They have pimps for them to manipulate them, to use them for later stuff, a.k.a. Jeffrey Epstein procedures. And people are saying that they're not sure he's dead or not either. There are doubts.
Yeah, he appears to be alive. Lynn Wood is tweeted several times.
That's right.
Yeah, in relation to the Chief Justice, John, I mean, how shocking is that, that the Chief Justice, you know, was overheard in a conversation with Associate Justice Breyer about he was going to make sure that, and this is quoting the Chief Justice, that mother effer does not get reelected. Of course, he didn't qualify the phrase. But also, Wood has reported that he had adopted two Welsh boys with the assistance of Jeffrey Epstein. And wouldn't it be interesting if Jeffrey Epstein were still alive and in a subsequent tweet affirming he is still alive and also observing that the Chief Justice was talking about a replacement for Scalia before Scalia was dead.
Yeah, and he was murdered. And I did a story on that a couple of years ago and was published in one of the national tabloid magazines. And unfortunately, those people are dishonest about how they write their articles. They want to write the article the way they want to write it, and then they ask me questions and see if it fits or dovetails with their story. And I said, no, it doesn't, because he was murdered, and you don't see certain information. You don't see procedures by the U.S. Marshals leaving their protectee by themselves. And then later they come back claiming, oh, they saw a female walking away from the scene of the death scene or whatever, at this location at some hunter's lodge in Texas or something, where they get to go out and hunt or something, if that's what they were doing. These people are all paid off. These people are all compromised in some position. That's why they've got their position, most of them, it appears. And if that's the case, we've been running into this for over 50 years. The communist agenda has been going on, and you can't blame certain communist countries in Russia, because it's the Chinese that are actually doing it. And they're compromised to the point where if they catch you doing something that you shouldn't be doing, it's like that royal family member that keeps being questioned about stuff. And he was at the Epstein Ranch, which is interesting because that's in right 20 miles outside Albuquerque. And they have some top secret military bases nearby, like Dulce, New Mexico. But Ehud Barak, the former prime minister or Mossad agent, who goes way back to 72 when the Munich massacre occurred, he was being flown on a private jet by Jeff Epstein and accompanied by two Secret Service agents, which is requirement anytime you have a high-ranking government official from a foreign country. The president can so direct that he gets protection in, out, and back to his destination, wherever he was going. And he was going to Zorro Ranch. That's another hideaway place for Jeff Epstein. And you can guarantee fiber optic cameras, sound devices, recording devices, and, you know, underage children type of stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Pelosi's reported to be there chairing the session. Obviously, that earlier report of the effort with the 25th Amendment is a false report, whether it was based on sincere intention or not. And here's Pelosi thanking the troops for protecting the Capitol when, in fact, she orchestrated the whole event. I mean, John, the hypocrisy, the deception, the deceit, it's enough to make you gag.
Well, that's why we have the laws in effect that should be enforced. You can have a law all day long. It's like whistleblower laws. I'm a whistleblower. I'm not protected under whistleblower laws. And even Chuck Grassley's office said, yeah, we know what they do to whistleblowers. That's a quote. I've searched out those people for years, since 95 when I had to go public. That's my only protection. By doing this radio show, I'm doing protected disclosures under the whistleblower laws. That's my protection. And I could talk about it all day long. And people don't understand their laws and protection. But the Congress and the Senate failed. The Judiciary Committee failed. Every congressional member I've contacted and every congressional person on those committees have failed. Why is that? In fact, I think it was Louis Gohmert that lost, a whistleblower who got killed, who was an immigration official, and he's now buried allegedly at Arlington because somebody shot him in the head. Jim Jordan, I think he's a good guy, but there's a lot of people out there that are not responding. And either that or John Drake, my alias, John Carman, is being blocked on emails, faxes, and all kinds of communications to the government, to the president, and other officials. That's intentional. So I have to go through other people. In fact, I've got a petition out. If people want to sign a petition on behalf of myself to get protection and help. And I did check that Parler site, by the way. And it apparently has just been taken down in the last 24 hours, which means they're no longer up there exposing the information on those certain pedophiles we were talking about. You know, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks and allegedly Ron Howard, who were pictured with young girls dressed up like adults in makeup and adult clothing. Almost similar to that guy, Hunter Biden, who's also got pictures of him all over the place as well.
Well, you know, John, among the photographs, there is one of two young girls, very dark skin, slender, the right ages, yeah. who appear yeah. to be the alleged children of Barack and Michelle, who, as you correctly note, is in fact actually a man that you have had Secret Service verification with this little dog. We have photographs of Obama with this little dog giving them to the girls who were borrowed from a physician who attended Michelle. They used their children, and where a diligent investigator even tracked down the parents, and the older girl looks just like her father, the younger her mother.
Yeah, and if you look at the facial features, and I look at them even over time, I looked at a recent picture just recently as well. The eyes, the ears, the nose, the face, the lips, all that stuff, they don't match anything. And if you look at Obama, he looks more like the one that was from the Sotoro guy who's from Indonesia. You could actually take his face and superimpose and drag them across, and they're all like the same facial structure. Now, that's possible. In millions and millions of people, you could find probably somebody that may closely match your facial features up to a point, but they were so exact, it's unbelievable. The ears is what is really the giveaway. Most humans don't have the exact same ear. The left ear may be different from the right ear. You may even have a deformed left or right ear from the other opposite ear. A lot of people who are consistent in their DNA will have the exact same structured ear, eyes, ears, nose, chin, lips, the whole thing, and compare it to a family member or a parent, and they'll look the same. You know, and I see the same even in my own family. So we have consistent genes, if that's where I'm from. You know, that's kind of a side joke there. But I don't associate with humans on the planet anymore. They're so screwed up, it's like they need help. You know, when are the angels going to start coming down? Or the aliens? That's another scenario that they're leading up to, is that they're going to have holograms in the sky. Jesus is going to appear, and you're going to have an alien decoy type of a situation, maybe full disclosure. But Trump just signed something that said he wants the disclosure in less than 180 days. Well, if he's around in 180 days, God bless him. I hope that we get it done. But the problem is they've got other activity going on that we've been lied to about. And then the JFK stuff wasn't released, and he held off another 90 days so George Bush could die. And when George Bush died, of course, he sent out these little messages to these other people, the Bushes, the Obamas, and the Clintons. And you'll notice that Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter didn't get a copy of it.
Yeah, the little message was a card from George H.W. Bush saying, "They know everything. I'm sorry."
Exactly. And there was no need to tell Jimmy Carter because he's an honest guy. You know, he was manipulated. He was abused by the upper levels, the deep state. In fact, he tried to get stuff when he wanted to release Operation Blue Book, just to give you an example. That was part of a campaign promise, and he was practically in tears when he couldn't do it, and he was asking George Bush Sr. to assist him in that because Bush knew about things. And he refused him flat out. He insulted him. He said, "Yeah, you've got access. You got your library card, don't you? Go to the Library of Congress like everybody else. Do your own research." And by that time, they changed Operation Blue Book to another name so they could officially refuse any information. But the fact that he could not talk about it is disclosure. It's confirmation. You know, that level is like 10, 12, 20 times above the presidential top secret level. And I had a top secret clearance as well. So there are levels above that. And they threatened to kill the president if they decide to talk about it because it involves dark projects to alien technology. That's what we got in exchange for the genetic material from other humans since the 40s. Therefore, it may appear that maybe Dwight D. Eisenhower had to lie about it. Nixon took over on the same deal because you can't talk about the alien treaty. And no president since then has talked about it. Kennedy was going to release information. he may have been killed based on that or other issues. But every time I see the pattern, and they get these guys on some night show like Kimmel or somebody, Bush can't talk about it. Clinton can't talk about it. Obama can't talk about it. Yet Obama took people down to Antarctica and confirmed the tall whites. Buzz Aldrin was having a panic attack, and they had to get him back to a life flight to a hospital because there are alien bases. Those alien bases down in Antarctica were around since Uncle Adolf, Sutherland. And that's a restricted area. You can't fly down there. Just like Admiral Byrd, when he flew up to the North Pole, he got medals for all that stuff. But when he went down to Antarctica, he got attacked and got his butt kicked. And that's all top secret. But eventually you can read books on it from the stuff about Admiral Byrd. That's serious information. That just confirms a lot about what I'm connecting the dots on. But as a professional analyst, you know, and I used to do a lot of intel reports in the government aside from my regular duties, like in U.S. Customs, it was required. I found out people used to steal my reports. They were so good. That's kind of like an indirect compliment, isn't it? You know, they're stealing my reports and trying to get credit. That's plagiarism. You know.
John, I want to take this last segment of our conversation for you to let the American people have your assessment of what's going on and what can be done. I'm afraid there are a lot of groups, Oath Keepers among them, but many veterans. I myself was a captain in the Marine Corps. I took my oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, seriously, and adhere to that oath to this day. What is the situation and what can be done?
And I took the same oath, and a lot of people don't know those words, preserve, protect, defend. They also mean different things in Secret Service. PPD, Presidential Protective Detail, but PPD, exactly that. And people don't understand that. And I've always been aware of that for years. And thank you for your service, sir. And a lot of people don't understand the Patriots, military, law enforcement need to gather up, join militias, and be assigned certain groups, and they need to be prepared for the insurrection that may not be taken care of. And you know, under the orders of the president, the lawful president of the United States, if Trump takes care of it, all he has to do is sign a pen on a document, Insurrection Act immediately, certain states or all over the country. I mean, look at what Portland, allegedly said he could clear that up in an hour, you know, not to critique him, but damn it. It was over an hour and nothing got done. People got shot and they got people like that guy, Kyle Rittenberg or Rittenhauer, who
that was right here. Rittenhauer was right here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, just about 2 hours from my residence.
There you go.
And he was clearly acting in self-defense. No, in Portland, it was this mayor, exactly, John Wheeler, who was acting in collusion with Pelosi. One of the documents that appears to have come from her laptop is a letter she wrote to him telling him to support those who are breaking the law and claim it's all peaceful and nothing's wrong. And when it becomes intolerable, then attack Trump and say that he's responsible. The letter looks authentic to me, John, and it's just one more nail in her coffin.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. That's a very important piece of evidence that's similar to other evidence. That's exactly what they're doing. They have it by a playbook. That's why they need to arrest Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and all these other Marxist communists because of what they're doing. And when they get it to the boiling point, they turn around and blame him. That's all they're doing. They could drop a surgical nuke somewhere. They're going to blame him no matter what. It doesn't matter what he does until he is removed. I hope they don't do it in the extreme way, but until he's been removed, that's what they're talking. They're talking high treason. They need to be arrested and sent to Gitmo or executed on the spot. I will volunteer on behalf of the president and the people of the United States to do those dirty jobs and deal with it, you know, later. But It needs to get done. There are other patriots out there with training, people who have been to war, people who have been in harm's way, need to do something. And if they do it, they need to do it under the law as best they can, under the Constitution. If they wait, that's what the Democrats want you to do. Sit around and wait, and then eventually you'll get that knock at the door. Police, just like that. You may not even get the knock. They may just bust in. They're going to check, see if you have weapons. If you have weapons, they're going to take them and or arrest you. Believe me, there are certain people like myself that are at the top of a list somewhere. They're going after us, every one of us. That's what they did in Vietnam. That's what they do in China. They go after the educators, the law enforcement, and the leaders first. Then after that, the common people are last. There's nobody left to defend them. They don't know what they're doing. They're not trained. So that's probably pretty much as best I could say. I mean, people could check out my website, customscorruption.com. I've got a petition online for protection. I'll be lucky if I can get 1,000 people and on a petition and send it to the president, because I need a pardon just like a couple other people that we know that are also former military or law enforcement who were set up in the Ninth Circuit. And that's what they do to whistleblowers.
I'm looking at your petition right now. Care to demand protection for federal law enforcement whistleblower John A. Carman, ex-U.S. Customs and Secret Service. And you have 34 supporters so far. You need 1,000. Let's see what we can do with that. Mitchell, we want to be sure to post a link to this petition so everyone can track it down. John, the easiest way to find it online, would it be, can you search on demand protection for federal law enforcement whistleblower?
Oh, it's right down there. It's the petition on site link, and you just click onto it. From where you're at, you can just click onto it. It'll take you to that page. Basically, but I'll tell you what, I'll send you the link another way. And then
I will be glad to include it in one of my other programs, the Need to Know report I do every single day about what's going on here. John, most concisely, we're out of time. You were sensational, absolutely fantastic. I can't thank you enough. May I bring you back again? May I bring you back again?
Oh, sure. Anytime.
Sensational, John. Sensational. I can't thank you enough. Just Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. We've been listening to John Carman, perhaps the most qualified guest I've ever had, addressing some of the more serious issues ever to confront the United States of America.
Listening to Revolution.